it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This is a quote, headline or quote.
Okay.
I'm an F1 legend and in the top 1% of males for sex drive. My racing is to thank for that. Now, can you think who that would be?
I'm an F1 legend and in the top 1% of males for sex drive. My David Coulthard.
Absolutely.
That is absolutely David
Coulthard. Absolutely David Coulthard.
God save our gracious King, long live our noble King.
God save the motherfucking King!
Lando Norris, he flies the flag for Britain and he wins his first Grand Prix.
Let's go. Oh my God, it has happened. Lando Norris is a race winner. It was going to happen at some point. You predicted 9 race winners this season, and now I'm starting to look at you and think maybe he was onto something.
Wait, so who have we had so far? Max?
Signs.
And Lando. So I'm a third of the way there.
Yep, it's not a bad start.
And I'd say we're about a third of the way through the season too.
Yeah, 5 races now, I believe.
Yeah, so who else could be?
And Monaco next, right?
A race winner.
Monaco next.
Yeah.
Anyone could win Monaco.
Yeah.
That could go anywhere.
I think Charles Leclerc could maybe spin it.
There is a lot to get stuck into with today's episode. I can't believe Lando Norris has actually won a race. Just going to quickly shut the lounge door because we realise that our neighbours can hear everything we say if we don't.
Well, the thing is, mate, you say neighbours. I don't think we have 2 neighbours next door anymore.
What, they moved out?
No, I think they might have split up.
What, you think the relationship might have kaput?
I think Rad and Alex are no more. Hopefully they don't listen to the pod.
No.
But I went into her house. I told you, didn't I? I went into her house the other day.
Fab straight away, yes, I went into her house.
Well, it was quite a weird... I don't know whether to tell this or not. I'll tell it anyway. It's quite a weird scenario, but she knocked on the door.
Yeah.
And we typically don't answer the door straight away because it's probably going to be a debt collector. So I looked through the peephole and there she was. She was knocking on other people's doors. And I came out and I was like, you all right? And she was like, no. I can't get the lid off my Nutribullet.
Okay.
So I said, all
happens.
So I'm waiting there to just basically tell her, like, tell me to come in and help out. But she was like beating around the bush. So I finally went in, solved the Nutribullet while cutting my hand at the same time. So I was bleeding.
Did she put a plaster on it?
No.
Okay.
And I bled all over her counter. And so she's probably got, you know, all kinds of things now. And I fixed the Nutribullet. So there you go.
That's the happy end of the story in the end, doesn't it?
Little story time. But last night, mate, was great because not only did we get to watch a race at night, which I feel like it's one of the first ones that's been at night.
Yeah, it was nice to have a timing race like that, wasn't it?
We also watched it at Red Bull HQ, MK7.
Yeah.
For a Castor event.
Yeah, we actually watched it in the factory, surrounded by the cars with a load of other people. Yeah, Castor had put on a watch event. It was really, really good. Food, drinks, the race. Kind of feel like they might have been a little bit gutted that Red Bull didn't win.
Yeah, they throw an event. And it's funny because she said last time they threw a watch party, Checo crashed in Mexico.
Really?
So it's a bad omen.
Yeah, I mean, even everyone there was still clapping Lando. The one thing I love more than anything about this whole weekend is the fact that every driver is so happy for Lando. Mm. Like, even the way that other teams are like, congrats, Lando, on your first win.
And waving at him as he drives past.
Yeah, that was amazing when everyone was just stopping and waving at him because he's such a likable guy and he's such a good driver. It just hasn't happened for him. And this was... There's a lot of things about this race because you can go down the route of, say, he got really lucky with the safety car and the pit and everything, which obviously did work in his favour. But at exactly the same time, once Logan Sargeant saved the day and did what Logan Sargeant does best and
hand that man a fucking cape,
yeah,
by the way.
Thank you, Logan. He still had to get away from Max. You know, like, Max was brought right back behind him and the Red Bull was quicker than the McLaren. And he managed to pull the end of the race like 7.5 seconds clear, which is pretty crazy.
I've never doubted that Lando couldn't keep up with Max. It's always been the car, right? And he proved yesterday that he is, you know, he's up there, top driver, and he can do it. However, I have just found an article from Christian Horner regarding the little incident that Max had with the bollard.
Really?
So it was lap 20.
Yeah, he
cut that corner, didn't he? And he flew into a bollard. And it was flying about in his car, which is quite funny.
I hit that bollard every single time on the game. So.
Yeah, you do. Well, it turns out that he actually sustained some quite substantial damage to the underside of the car, which was slowing the car down.
Okay, from the bollard.
Yeah, because it did seem a little strange that the Red Bull couldn't catch the McLaren.
And that Lando was pulling further and further away.
Yeah, he was about 5 or 6 seconds ahead by the end of
it. Well, let's completely forget and imagine you never ever saw that article, because this is all about Lando Norris and how quick he is, mate. We're not looking for excuses here.
But that's what I mean. No excuse for Lando, just the car. But he did had 10 or 11 upgrades, which Oscar didn't.
They bought 10 upgrades.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And really, we should give a big shout out to Oscar, because he was leading the race for part of it.
Yeah, Oscar Piastri. Let's go. It's good to see that McLaren as a team have got a win this season and are like starting to come together a little bit.
It was so great because the excitement and the way they were celebrating on TV, and they cut to Zach on the pit wall and he was losing his shit, and it just reminded me of when Max won his first title 2021. It was the same kind of vibe, and it was only for a race win, but it's been leading up to it so much that everyone was just ready for it.
Yeah,
and I imagine the party last night was absolutely ridiculous.
I bet that party was absolutely insane. He just posted a photo of 1% recovery on his whoop.
So great stuff to Lando Norris, and I think there's definitely a chance he could pick up some more this season.
Yeah, from watching him, I don't know whether this is just a bad opinion or whether I'm completely wrong. This is pit stop, so I'm allowed to be wrong, but I feel like Lando isn't the best at the race start, but maybe he's really good at being out front. Like, I feel like sometimes he loses quite a few places on a race start.
Where did he start? Did he start in 8th? Or 7th or 6th? I think he started in 6th.
I think he was higher and he lost places.
And I remember hearing Brundle talking about it. When you start in the middle of the pack like that,
it's tough.
It's so hard to like avoid anything, because you're getting pinched. You've got people on either side of you.
Especially when Sergio Perez has come through the fucking pack like a steamroller.
Wow, Sergio Perez. It reminded me of you again on the game.
That is the lunge I would make.
Just straight down the inside.
I thought he was going to wipe Max. I actually thought Perez was going to wipe Max, which would have been absolutely hilarious.
But it's a good thing he didn't, because if Lando had won,
true,
and they were both out of the race, then he would have been like, oh, okay, well, no Red Bulls. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... yeah, can't fault it. Superb drive.
Yeah, also, going back to the sprint, Daniel Ricciardo 4th in the sprint, right?
Yeah.
Which is pretty remarkable.
Fucking so hell, he had his fucking shrimp for breakfast, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He really did.
Yeah, he didn't quite put it together in quali.
No.
Unfortunately. But hey, look, you can't just go through a whole day just winning.
No.
He had his glory in the sprint. And that's all he needed.
There must be a little bit of pace coming into that V-carb now, though, because Tsunoda got 7th in the race.
Did you see the overtake?
Mate, what one?
The triple overtake? Well, the double
from
overtake.
From Tsunoda?
Yeah, when Lewis was battling with... honestly, I can't remember. Maybe it was in the sprint. Or was it...
I don't know. If it was last night, I was at the bar in the toilet. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Okay, maybe it was the sprint then. But yeah, he took both of them. Two people in one go.
He's a good driver, man.
And I'll tell you what, I was looking at Yuki on TV... he looks different.
Does he? Does he look... How would you describe how he now looks?
You know how Alonso looks robotic now?
Yeah.
Like, he looks like a fucking robot.
Yuki's been robotized.
Yuki just looks older. I feel like he's lost a bit of the puppy fat in his face. Looks a bit slimmer, a bit taller. Don't know. So, he's growing up. He's just a child, but he's growing up.
Yeah. What do you think going into Monaco now then, next weekend, is around McLaren? Do you think they think... oh, you know what? Because someone messaged us on Instagram and said, Lando's got a race win. McLaren to win the championship could be back on, which was our prediction. You know, there's still a lot of races to go. Could they, if they've improved that much for Miami, I wonder what else they can keep bringing. And then a bit of me was also thinking, I wonder if Adrian Newey is going to McLaren and he has started giving them some hints and tips already, and that's why they won.
Well, it's a good time to dive into the standings, mate, after you say it now.
Yeah, so where are we at?
Constructors, we've got Red Bull with 239 points.
Yeah.
Ferrari in second with 187 and McLaren in third with 124.
Okay.
So, you know, not too far off Ferrari. If both drivers can piece it together.
Yeah.
The thing is, you've got such a strong driver pairing with Leclerc and Sainz. It's going to be hard to overtake that. But then behind McLaren, you really have nothing. You've got Mercedes with 64 points.
Yeah.
So they've got half the amount of points. So I think McLaren are pretty solidly going to get third, but there's a chance they could definitely get second. And if they manage to win the Constructors, mate, I would eat my own turd. Genuinely. Looking at the drivers' standings, you've got Max with 136, Perez with 103, Charles Leclerc with 98, and Lando Norris with 83.
Okay.
So again, Lando right behind Charles could definitely take that third spot. Definitely could do that.
They need a few double podiums.
And actually not far behind Perez as well.
Mm.
Alonso back in eighth, man. Let's not talk about that.
No, you want to leave Alonso out of conversation?
Yeah, we'll leave Alonso out of that because it wasn't the greatest weekend for Fernando Alonso, I must admit.
Carlos Sainz wasn't a happy man this weekend, was he? He spent the whole race on the radio complaining about absolutely everything.
I know, and I heard a few people say, like, come on, Sainz, sort it out.
Yeah, but he was pissed from the beginning because they didn't swap the cars. And I mean,
I don't agree with him there, though.
Do you not?
No.
I think they easily should have swapped the car because he was right behind Leclerc and Leclerc couldn't catch. So it would have made sense to just swap them. Then they pitted Leclerc early to let Sainz have a go. When everything happened.
No, I'm talking about Oscar pushing him off the track.
Oh, yeah, that bit. Yeah.
That's fine. That's just hard racing.
If it was me who got pushed off, then I would go crazy, like on the game. But when you watch it back and you look at the track, really, he did go off the track and Oscar didn't leave the track, so...
And I guess we haven't actually spoke about the sprint at all, have we?
No, because we haven't spoke about anything.
The battle between Magnussen and Lewis Hamilton in the sprint was unbelievable, mate.
Good old K-Mag.
I remember watching it and I'm thinking like, Jesus, like K-Mag, just slow it down. Just chill.
You can't handle this, K-Mag.
You're going to get a couple of penalty points. You're going to fuck it up. But they let him get through it. Oh no, he did get some penalty points, I think. But Lewis, at the end in the post-race interview, was like, fair fucks
yeah,
to him.
I like
fair
that.
Play to him. Like, he was just racing, and that's what we want to see.
Yeah, I like that. That's really nice to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Miami Grand Prix was a great one. I was about to say something, and I've gone completely brain dead.
Well,
oh, something's happened.
Oh.
Hasn't it? One of our friends who come on the podcast has announced something very big, but we haven't had a chance to speak about it.
Oh.
Ruth Buscombe.
Oh.
She's joined F1 TV, ladies and gentlemen. So does that mean the F1 recruiters would have watched our podcast?
Yeah, for sure.
Almost certainly.
It's one of those things where I see Ruth on TV holding a microphone and it doesn't feel weird.
No.
Like she just looks like part of the furniture already.
Yeah.
And we know she can talk.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth, I know you're listening and I know you can talk. And we don't watch F1 TV. We watch Sky Sports.
Yeah.
So we haven't had to, we haven't got to see you, Ruth, but... Maybe we can try and watch it back.
Yeah, see the clips on like F1.
Because I know she would have done a blinding job.
Yeah,
and I know everyone would have loved
as well.
Did she?
Mm.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, fair play to Ruth. Ruth, you're killing it.
That is true. There's a completely different broadcast team that like we don't even watch because we're on Sky Sports, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't see Will anymore.
No, we don't see Will.
We don't see Laura Winter.
We don't see Laura Winter.
We don't see the rest of them. I don't know who else does it, but there you go. I found a funny headline.
Go on.
Now, this is a quote. Headline or quote.
Okay.
I'm an F1 legend and in the top 1% of males for sex drive.
Okay.
My racing is to thank for that. Now, can you think who that would be?
Who would say that? I'm an F1 legend and in the top 1% of males for sex drive. David Coulthard.
Absolutely.
That is absolutely David
Coulthard.
Absolutely
David Coulthard.
When we met him at that event, the geezer was with one of the best looking girls I've ever seen in my life. And she was my age.
I don't think she was that good.
Oh, no, of course she did.
David Coulthard has revealed that his testosterone levels for a 53-year-old man are in the top 1%.
Okay.
So he's got balls the size of fucking boulders.
Really?
And they're still producing. He's still got a load of it going around in there. And he seems to think that it's his career spent driving at 100 miles per hour that has given him this insane sex drive.
Because it's like a thrill, like an adrenaline almost.
Yeah.
You're almost chasing that.
Yeah.
High. This shouts very much James Hunt, doesn't it?
Don't know how to...
Breakfast of Champions vibe.
Yeah. I don't know how to say it because, you know, you can't say Formula One's a masculine sport because it's for everyone. However, if you are a bloke and you're doing something like pedal to the metal like this, it does make your balls swell up. You do feel like more of a man. It puts hairs on your chest. That's what this kind of stuff does. Like, if you're a labourer, that's why every single labourer or builder you meet is a fucking rock boozer because he just spends, like, the 50 years of his life bashing his fucking fists against a piece of wood. That turns you into a man. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's obviously the...
Wow, I'm learning loads on today's podcast.
Yeah. It says here, getting in the cockpit of a bleeding edge car may not be the most accessible of hobbies for the average Joe, but it seems that it may be the price one has to pay in order to keep their hormone levels optimal, well beyond the age at which they tend to decline. And it is fact that once you reach the age of 50, your testosterone levels do take a dip. So it's good to know that he is still producing and I'm sure chucking it out left, right and centre.
Hopefully we get David Coulthard on the pod and ask him all about it.
I would love that. Maybe we could do a sperm donation. Do you remember...
With David Coulthard.
Do you remember the old...
Imagine pitching that on email to his management. What would you like to ask David? Oh, well, one of the questions is...
we all
what's your sperm count?
We all want to do a sperm donation. And we're all gonna check to see who done the
this
most.
This episode's going to get an 18 plus now, mate. It's going to get an explicit content warning.
What was I just about to say? I was just about to say something quite funny, and I've completely forgotten it. So
is it coming back?
We'll probably put a cut in right here.
Yeah, okay.
And come back when I have something. We don't need to have race tickets to go to Monaco.
I know.
There's got to be somewhere you can watch it.
I would camp. Could we take a tent?
No, I ain't camping, bro. Not in Monaco.
No.
Not in fucking Monaco in May. Like, it would be warm. Can you imagine waking up in a sweaty tent and having no washing machine?
Well, I plan on sleeping on someone's yacht, but I don't know whose yacht yet.
That would be, it'd be an interesting one. We'd look homeless.
I don't even have the clothes in my wardrobe to go to Monaco. I just couldn't wear, like, anything I own, I don't think, if I went to Monaco.
I guess I do, but only because I went shopping the other day.
Yeah, because you're going on holiday.
I am.
The podcast's virtually, where, if you remember last season, Fab was away and we had to tune in virtually. They're going to be coming back from next week, because Fab, where are you going?
Going back to Portugal.
Very exciting.
Down to the Algarve.
Chasing the sun.
Hiring a car this time, so, you know.
Any idea what car?
Yeah, I do actually. And it's a fucking Vauxhall Astra. And I'm not very happy about it because I've just bought really nice clothes for holiday and I can't be looking like a millionaire and driving a bloody Astra. So
there's nothing wrong with an Astra.
Getting straight on the phone to Avis and saying, bro, have you got anything else?
I know what you're like. You'll turn up, you'll go straight to the desk. Hi, sir. Yeah, it's our wedding anniversary. Is there any chance of a free upgrade of a car?
So well. I will say now, to anyone who wants an upgrade at a hotel room or anywhere, every time you book a hotel room, just say, oh, by the way, it's my anniversary. It's our anniversary. So if you could do something really special, that'd be really, really nice.
Don't ask, don't get. That's the motto, isn't it, Fabs?
There you go. And it actually is my anniversary, so hopefully we get a room upgrade.
Congratulations to that.
Cheers.
That's a success in your life, that is.
Thank you
a
very much.
A whole year of something successful with a lovely lady.
Exactly. And my God, she is lovely. Karun Chandhok has revealed that Lewis Hamilton did a class gesture during the Miami Grand Prix.
Was it him clapping to Lando?
It probably was.
He said it is. He has said... We're just proof checking the article now because we don't like to give any false information here out on Pit Stop. We kind of need like a third person in the room to like fire stuff at us.
Well, that's what Joe Rogan has. So Joe Rogan has a guy, I can't remember his name, but anytime that they're having a conversation, he'll be like, can you pull that up?
So it's like a fact checker.
And he'll like pull a clip up about it or an article.
Yeah.
And then there's like more info. I'd love that. Maybe Nat could do that.
That would be like a nice extension of the podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was the thumbs up.
When they were clapping.
It was a thumbs up. I mean, some F1oversteer.com has made a whole news article about Lewis Hamilton waving at Lando.
Yeah, well, it's an article, isn't it?
Fair enough. I've just read it and seen all your ads, so well done.
That was when they started driving past and clapping. That was really, really special. And when he jumped into the team, that was really special. I wonder how many more he could get this year. And I wonder how many... I wonder whether he's like gonna have a championship contending car, like, because I don't really. It's strange. I like Lando and I like Oscar, and I did say I think Oscar will be the next world champion. But I'm not sure, like, when. I'm not sure, like, when. Because everyone's thinking, like, Hamilton, Ferrari. And now if Nui goes to Ferrari, will Ferrari then start winning everything?
I was laying in bed the other night, and I saw something. And it was probably just, I'm just getting carried away with myself. But Brad Scanes, Max Verstappen's old coach, who we know, he isn't in F1 anymore, but he is still doing some races. So he's doing 24 Hours of Le Mans. And he's doing a few other races. Because, you know, you can't pull the bull out of the china shop. Would you, whatever the saying is.
That'll do, that'll pass.
You can't take the something out of the something. Now, he was with Ferrari.
Ah. Yeah. What, in the new series?
You can see where I'm going with this, can't you?
You think Brad Scanes could be going to Ferrari?
Brad Scanes makes a return to Formula One as the performance coach for Lewis Hamilton at Ferrari with Adrian Newey behind the bloody computer.
Well, I mean, Brad Scanes did win all his Max's championships with him.
Yeah.
So he's clearly a very, very good coach.
Yeah.
Also, coaches don't have gardening leave, though.
And how, like, you know, how funny would it be if Max didn't win this year and it's the first year without Brad? you ain't been doing enough sit-ups, Max.
Rupert's great, though. He has got a great coach in Rupert.
He has. Not that we would know, because we've never trained with Rupert.
No.
He's a nice, he seems like a nice bloke.
I've been to Jim Rupert a couple of times. I like, also, Max just didn't care yesterday. Didn't care that he was second, because it's Lando.
No, he seemed happier.
He seemed so happy, didn't he?
Than he had been all season.
But you would be so happy, though. They're such good friends. You'd be so buzzing for him. And it's just not affecting his championship. And he still got second anyway. If it's anyone else, I reckon he probably wouldn't have felt the same. But just because he quite clearly loves Lando. We really didn't expect it to happen like everyone else. And you're watching it at Red Bull's factory when everyone, it's all Red Bull, Red Bull, Red Bull. And then Lando wins. It was quite a turn of events.
Yeah, I do want to give a massive shout out to Castor for having us. I also want to say that there was a sim challenge.
There was a sim challenge.
I'm a bit pissed at myself, to be honest. I can't blame anyone else. Can't blame the car. Can't blame the technicians. I've got to blame myself because I topped the leaderboard.
Yeah.
Rightly so. Only because I was the first person on there. And then someone else came and beat me by 2.5 seconds. And I later found out that he is a pro sim racer.
Yeah. Now, I don't think that's fair.
So, no. But I am only 2.5 seconds slower than a professional at something, which is great because I've never been a pro at anything in my life. So
it's not bad stats, to be fair.
Yeah. Red Bull hire me.
Which is a shame because we were trying to win the prize for you guys. That's why Fab was sweating so much.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. I didn't do enough. I did 2 laps and I left it for the rest of the night. There was the two guys sat in front of us. I saw them, man. They did so many laps.
Yeah,
and they beat me. And I didn't even come third. So that, because while the race was on, they were still driving in the sim. So they were trying to win that bloody £100 Castor voucher. But for winning, it was a guided tour around Red Bull.
Yeah, for 2 tickets.
And I just wanted to win it so, because we've been around Red Bull.
Yeah.
I wanted to hand it out to the people at home. Guys, I'm sorry. Didn't manage to do it.
Unfortunately, Fab shit. So next time, he's going to try a lot harder. You're going to have to practice.
That was the aero. Aero was off.
They are very different sims, though, to our one, I think. They feel quite different.
We couldn't, to be honest, I think those lads were driving on auto and I was driving on manual.
Well, there we go.
And the sound wasn't on, so I couldn't hear the engine.
No, or the gear changes.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Well, I was still.
I
was changing gear.
If they gave me a remote, I would have won the old thing.
You bloody well would have.
Probably isn't very fair, is it?
Probably not.
No.
Looking forward, we have Imola next, I think, mate.
Oh, what I've been saying is Monaco all episode.
No.
Can you check that?
Yep. Well, my what's it says.
Your widget.
My widget says Imola.
Oh, it's definitely Imola.
There's a high chance that it's wrong.
Why did I think it's Monaco? I've been saying Monaco to everyone.
It's Imola and then Monaco.
I'm just going to absolutely proof check that now because that's...
It is, because Monaco's at the end of the season.
Probably get our basic stats and facts right.
At the end of the month.
Oh yeah, racing. Emilia Romagna. Obviously it was cancelled last year, wasn't it?
Because of the rain.
Because of the rain.
And the year before, when we went, it was raining as well.
Yeah, and we got stuck in the mud. So hopefully it doesn't rain, because we know that that circuit really needs it. I'm sure they probably really struggled off the back of last year, losing all that ticket sales and that. That was probably really rough for them.
Yeah, and like no one else is going to Imola apart from the race, really.
Not really. It doesn't really have a
small
pool, does it?
Town and everything else. So.
So it's Ferrari's, one of Ferrari's home races then. So it's going to be a big one for the Tifosi.
Yes.
So I wonder what colour car they're going to bring out this week or what they're going to change. Or...
probably keep it red.
Is it actually this coming weekend? No, 10 no, days.
No, we have a gap.
We have a gap.
That's why I'm going on holiday. Because I plan my holidays around the F1. I plan my whole fucking life around the F1 season now.
You actually have to. Because it's so much. It's literally all year round. Crazy.
Yeah.
And it'll probably become more races, won't it? So we had a great chat on our episode with Seb and Paul about that. If you haven't listened to that guest episode or watched it, go and watch it. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, some good F1 chat in there. It's good because Seb is from Monaco and he knows, you know, quite a few of the drivers and he spends a lot of time there. So he has got a lot of insight.
He does.
It's quite nice. There's some juicy stories in there. So yeah, go check it out, guys.
But wow, it's actually happened. Lando Norris is officially a race winner, which makes the Miami Grand Prix incredible. And I just hope from here on, the rest of the season is a different race winner every single week and then everyone will be happy. Because I haven't seen social media in the last 24 hours has been the craziest I've seen it like all year about anything. Like Lando's been trending number one on Twitter. He's everywhere. Everyone's posted it. Everyone put it on their story. This is what F1 needs.
The whole page has been orange.
Yeah, it needs different people winning. Like, and now imagine next week, out of nowhere, bang, Lewis Hamilton. And then bang, Fernando Alonso. Bang, Charles Leclerc.
Alonso. Oh my God, he's winning the world championship. Holy fuck.
This is what I'm saying. Like, don't get me wrong, Verstappen's class, but we need a couple more names up there, I think. And maybe they introduce points to everyone in a couple of weeks.
Do you know what's quite funny?
That would help.
I was chatting to someone today who loves F1 and he didn't know that we do a pod.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I listen to like F1 Nation and I listen to like the other F1 pod.
That's like Damon Hill and that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then he asked about our pod and what the name was. So, you know, he might go listen to this episode, not sure. It's quite funny because the pods that he listens to are very stat-based.
Yes,
and
factual.
And we just talk bollocks. So
surround missing out half the important things and talking about subjects that no one else cares about.
So Jack, if you're listening, mate, I hope you like the episode. If you didn't, just don't listen to any more.
Yeah, well there we go. We'll be back on Thursday. Hope you enjoyed that one. Miami Grand Prix was a great one. Castor, thanks for having us. Red Bull Racing, thanks for having us. Rate this podcast 5 stars, hit the follow button, and Lando Norris, congratulations. God save the king. Am I right, Fab?
God save Lando Norris.
Yeah, God save Lando Norris. Woo.